You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, hello. Welcome to ENN. It's 6:07 in New York. I'm Peter Rosenberg, and we'll start off tonight by saying good evening to Don.
For the Yankees to beget Jared Cole.
Mm. Yeah, what, you forget the beget. So I was making up words. So you want me to get the
well,
first
beget
name of the player,
is a word.
Right?
Beget is a word. Just didn't
but
make sense
that's not
sense
what
there.
I was going for.
It's in Pompano Beach. How about that?
It's any wonder, Peter. It really is. I mean, just the miracle that this show is.
Tom Thibodeau.
No, but that was on purpose, and that was brilliant. Made me laugh for like 3 consecutive minutes.
What else you got over there, RJ? Anything? We were going to go to Royal Farms in Delaware and pick up chicken. Mm. What about Don? Didn't Don say something a couple days ago to me saying I wouldn't fight a chicken or something? What did he say?
I don't remember what I say.
He dances like a chicken.
No. He said you wouldn't stand a chance against a horse. What was it, Don?
Yeah, that's with a colt, right?
Oh, yeah. What a weirdo.
Do you want to tangle with a baby horse? I don't think so. That was my defending the cults is a good name, even though it's a baby horse. I like horses.
So, got a lot of stuff to get to today.
If you like horses, and I do like horses.
There's so many. How many horse drops are there?
I know, right? That's a lot of horse droppings.
And then there's horse poop. You had, when you're speaking of horse droppings,
I'm so jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
All right, guys. So we've only done it a little bit today, so we got to come back to it. Of course, yesterday was DeSean Jackson having the bright idea to quote a false quote attributed to Adolf Hitler. Disturbing, disgusting, horrifying. Just stupid, nonsensical, inexcusable. But he apologized. You can take it. You can leave it. You can do whatever you want. But
he
apologized.
I'm surprised Greeny bought it. I didn't buy the apology. But Greeny thought it was good.
I don't know what buy means. It's hard to decide. That comes over time. It is what it is. I am, just because of the way I earn my living, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who believes that people need to lose their livelihood because they say stupid things. You know, I was upset with Drew Brees and the timeliness of what he said, not comparing these two things, but
people have.
I know, but at no point was I like, he should be suspended. I just don't go there. I mean,
we never
down.
Said that about Brees either. You know, you're right.
That's what I mean. I don't go for people's jobs about things they say, unless it's like, I mean, this was pretty bad, but you have to give people a chance to prove that maybe they're worth another chance. But this one's bizarre. So the whole day passes, and hours later, Steven Jackson, who has generally been such a voice of positivity as he's so close with George Floyd and the Floyd family, decided to weigh in on this issue. And here's Steven Jackson.
So I just read a statement that the Philadelphia Eagles posted regarding DeSean Jackson comments. He was trying to educate himself, educate people, and he's speaking the truth. Right? He's speaking the truth. You know he don't hate nobody, but he's speaking the truth of the facts that he know and try to educate others. But y'all don't want us to educate ourselves. If it's talking about the black race, y'all ain't saying nothing about it. They killing us, police killing us, and treating us like racism at an all-time high. But ain't none of you NFL owners spoke up on that. Ain't none of you teams spoke up on that. But the same team had a receiver that say the word publicly, and they gave him an extension. I play for the Big Three. We have a Jewish owner. He understands where we stand and some of the things we say, but it's not directly to him. It's the way we've been treated. Philadelphia, y'all need to repost this.
No. No, Stephen. You're wrong. I don't know what Philadelphia did in response to social justice. Maybe Andrew could fill us in on exactly what the Eagles have done. But using the logic that because in your eyes, people, quote unquote, didn't care, and now as a result they should do the same here. I mean, first of all, it's just unreasonable. Like, you're really telling me that no one cares? I mean, I know Steven's directly connected to this, and maybe he doesn't feel it the same way, but I think even people I've talked to have been involved in this issue for years, scholars on race relations, if anything, will say the one thing that they feel is different right now is that a lot of people, white people, finally care, and people are stepping up and saying something. I can't speak to the Philadelphia Eagles specifically and the Riley Cooper thing, but the idea that because maybe they have made mistakes before, they shouldn't punish DeSean Jackson, or not punish, they didn't even punish him. All they did was condemn the statement. They shouldn't condemn the statement? A non-factual, moronic statement. And by the way, Stephen, there's no such thing as his own facts. He didn't state facts. DeSean Jackson didn't have truth. There were no facts. And by Steven jumping in on this, it's such a disappointment. Don, my timeline today all day long filled with people defending it. Not only was it bad enough what DeSean said, and it was made up nonsense, but then to have someone else of some import defend it, it's
so how do you defend it? Like, what's the logic behind defending it?
You heard it. It's his truth. It's not truth. Even if you were trying to quote Hitler, which would already make you at best an idiot, at worst a really bad guy, even if you were trying to do that, you did that wrong. It wasn't even an actual quote attributed to Hitler, which is a horrifyingly low bar. Let's hear what Stephen A. had to say.
So we've gone from George Floyd getting choked to death, essentially, to statues being torn down, to tweets. But all along the way, when we talk about these things and the symbolic gestures that have come along with it, our ultimate goal of really creating change to address racial oppression, racial inequality, police brutality, and those things, it's fallen by the wayside. Because these kind of things allow folks, particularly white folks, to have something that distracts us from what's really going on. Because I got news for you. Even though you might have a lighter hue, a lighter pigmentation, the Jewish community, not the white community, the Jewish community is the one that had to endure the Holocaust.
That's the thing that's so frustrating, what Stephen A. alluded to right there. I mean, like, guys, falling right into the trap of now I have Jewish people and black people going back and forth. My timeline all day, Don, all I'm seeing is I have black people telling me I'm not even a Jew. By the way, I don't mean black people are a monolith. Some black people telling me I'm not even a Jew and spewing anti-Semitism. Then I have Jews saying, see, look at this. Why don't you do more, Rosenberg? You care so much about black issues. It's just two sides now fighting for no reason. Because guess what? The people who love white supremacy hate black people and Jews.
Right. Exactly.
So what the hell are you doing?
Right, because here's the what's so frustrating is the biggest problem we have with all of this is not caring about things that aren't our problem. That's really fundamentally what it is, right? Is that white people saying what's happening in the black community is not my problem, so I'm not going to worry about it. Right, Peter? I mean, that's kind of what's been the attitude, and that's why these things happen. We can't sympathize with them at all because it's not what we're going through, but that's we look the other way. Like, that's not my problem. That's their problem. But it's the same for everyone. It's the same for women. It's the same for Jewish people. It's the same for, like, any minority or any community of the feeling was you can't get it, so so it's okay for you to just ignore that the problem exists? I mean, that's what created the Black Lives Matter in the first place. That's why we have the hashtag, to let people know they do matter, because people forgot. Because people thought it wasn't my problem, and they had to get water thrown in their face to realize that there's a problem that you have to take care of. But it's the same thing for everyone. There's other things going on. Just because we seem to be resolving one issue doesn't mean other things don't exist. There's still there's still Hasidic Jews being beat up in Brooklyn. There's still women that are being underpaid at their jobs and are being abused by their husbands. The problems still exist. We need to be woken up to everything. Josh Gad, who is an actor, and if you're of someone like me who's got kids, he is the voice of Olaf. So if he were to speak to my kids, I think their heads would explode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw this tweet in response to the Eagles' apology. Or the Eagles' response to what DeSean Jackson said. Josh Gad said, My family were gassed, ripped from their homes, forced to work in camps, and made to watch most of their families slaughtered. I find an oops, you misunderstood me quoting Adolf Hitler as not quite good enough. Sorry. And so that's what you're coming from.
Guys,
wake up. We start to educate yourself on other things that are going on. Take the blinders off and realize there's other things going on in the world. And educate yourself.
I need people to listen to this loud and clear. Video it. Retweet it. Tell the world. Whatever conspiracy theories you read on the internet about Jewish people and black people and some sort of discord, some sort of problem that exists, I beg you to look up the history of unity between Jewish people and black people in the civil rights movement. Please just spend 5 minutes. Look up Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner. Okay? Look up. There is an endless story. In fact, you don't even have to do that. Go look on your social media last week at the loudest white people when it comes to issues like Black Lives Matter, like civil rights. The loudest voices who are white always have been Jewish. It's just a fact. And then on top of that, me sitting here right now on the radio, on TV, in your home, in New York, my mother was born in a displaced persons camp in Germany. My mother was born in a displaced persons camp because her entire family had run, the ones who weren't killed had run all over Europe. This isn't some distant thing that people have the right to act like didn't happen or they don't know that it happened. This is yesterday. This is 5 minutes ago. And just because Jewish people happen to have an image of we've done really well and there are Jews in powerful positions at corporations and media, et cetera, that somehow makes the idea of Jew hatred or anti-Semitism okay? And to fall for this trap of it happening between black people and Jews right now is so disturbing, especially when we have images of real racism and white supremacy that negatively affects all minorities, staring us right in the face. And Steven Jackson wants to get on weight all day and decide to pile on? Come on, man. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful behavior. It really is. And I don't think any of us have to feel bad for being upset that something so disturbing was said and then doubled down on by someone of even more import than DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson's influential. Steven Jackson's more influential. And he waits all day to jump in. It's just a real bummer. And I'm still waiting for the Steven Jackson apology. That one hasn't made it yet. So
I'm not sure we're going to get one, Peter.
Well, and I'm looking on social media, he's emboldened by people. There are people, oh, yeah, you're right. Tell the truth. Oh, yeah, tell the truth. The truth was, yeah, Hitler was giving advice on how black people need to look out for the Jews. That's right. I forgot when Hitler did that part. I know Hitler slaughtered Jews and gays and gypsies. Big fan of black people, though. Oh, yeah, I heard. He was very progressive on those issues. Read something that's not the internet for 5 minutes. Stop getting your information stoned out of your gourd on YouTube at 2 a.m. Everything I see, Don, is just conspiracy theories, man. That's one of the real downsides of social media. For all the good things there are and all the beautiful stories and Rex Chapman posting videos of dogs and children doing amazing things, The internet is a cesspool, an absolute cesspool of lunacy and conspiracy theories that people believe as fact.
But it's the vehicle of the garbage, Peter, because this is what people think, and they've always thought this way. But instead of writing it on a bathroom wall or talking about it amongst each other at a bar someplace or having a phone conversation with somebody who's of like mind, now these people can go on social media and just go crazy. Social media didn't plant this seed, Peter. It might have emboldened it. It might have been a vehicle to drive it further, but it wasn't. Don't make it seem like these things are new. These things are well before social media. And also, well after it as well.
Also, do me a favor. If you were standing up so boldly and felt really strongly and compelled to speak on other issues of oppression, I just wish other people would step up and denounce this. You know, and I'm not saying some people haven't. Some people really have. And shout out to our own Chris Canty, who retweeted my thing. But like, I posted this thing of me talking about it. And I just feel like there are a lot of people who, because Black Lives Matter is so trendy, you have a lot of people who jump in like, I'm going to post everything Black Lives Matter. Now, maybe if they just care about that issue and they don't care about this issue. Maybe that's true. And that's disappointing, but maybe it's true.
Yeah,
but it's incredibly
disappointing. Just be outraged by the hate, Peter. That's what I would say in closing. Just be outraged by the hate.
That I don't understand. Like, and
if you,
I guess,
if you hate the one thing, how do you not hate this? Right? What's the difference? Do people need to go through that?
And it's funny because, you know, I spend most of my life talking about issues that aren't related to my group. I don't talk about anti-Semitism very often. It doesn't come up that often. It comes up on Twitter and I write people off because they're morons. So generally I speak about groups that are oppressed that are not related to me. That's just how I was raised. That's the thing. I came up well off, you know, upper middle class from suburban D.C., done pretty well. I don't need to sit there and fight my fight every day. I'm in pretty good shape. Yeah, my family had a really horrible circumstance two generations ago, but I'm cool. So I try to use my voice for other people. But then the second you use your voice for yourself, I don't notice nearly as many people wanting to jump in. That's just a personal aside. I'm not speaking about an entire group of people. I'm talking about literally the people I know. The people that I know, who I notice retweet the things that I post that are silly or funny or about something they care about. But when it's about something like this, and it's not a group that affects them day to day, or it's a take that they think might look bad because people don't seem like they're ready to jump out and denounce DeSean and Steven Jackson. Oh, I don't want to attack them.
We maybe can, I don't know if we can turn this around or whatever. But
we can turn anything around. Let's do it.
A couple of minutes, my buddy Kofi tweeted me that Steven Jackson did apologize on Instagram. So I don't know if we can get that.
Oh well, I'm going to move on, RJ. And if you can find, let's try to play that back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Adam Silver is worried that potential positive tests in Orlando could expose a hole in the bubble. He did an interview with Fortune Brainstorm Health, and he said that, frankly, the NBA expects more positive COVID-19 cases. But what would be problematic is if positive tests occur after the mandated quarantine inside the bubble. But, Don, the biggest concern I have for that is not necessarily about it being down the road. It's about upon immediate arrival inside the bubble, a false negative before you go. Something somehow freakishly happens on your way. And then I almost would guarantee they will get a couple once they get inside the bubble. And that could be scary when they if you get there on Tuesday and on Thursday, you get a couple of positives. And just like we saw with baseball,
that's the thing.
You freak out because they've already come together with their teammates.
Well, that's why at least it's happening now. I think a lot of the basketball players are already getting to Orlando. The NHL's plan is they will train at their own facilities, and then about a week before the first game, they will report to the hub. So I think this that gap between entering the bubble and when the games are played, I think gives them a little bit of a buffer period to either not allow somebody in that possibly could be affected or removing somebody that is. So I think they'll do whatever they can to get that done. Because you're right, because once you start letting positive tests in, that's why we were killing baseball yesterday. And so who was it that said that they the Doolittle, right? He got a test.
Sean Doolittle, yeah.
He got a test on a Monday and hadn't got the test from Friday back yet.
Right.
So what the hell are you taking the test on Monday for? Because so let's say they get the results from Friday and say, okay, he's negative. You let him in, and then the test from Monday comes back and it's positive. Then you let a guy in that is infected. And if you're not going to let him in until you get the Monday test back, then what the heck did you take the Friday test for? So,
speaking of basketball and COVID-19, by the way, Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry, who's 65, has gone under some scrutiny because of his age, but he has been cleared to travel to Orlando. So he's all set and literally was able to board the plane with the team. It was cleared moments before. So
not just because you're 65 doesn't mean that you're automatically.
Well, that's the thing. That's why they need to get checked out. And same with Mike D'Antoni, who's 69 years old.
Right, because you can have – listen, I know people that are in their 30s that aren't nearly as healthy as some 65, 70-year-olds. But most likely, as you get older, you're more susceptible to having some of the underlying symptoms that can maybe get you susceptible. So you got to do the right thing there.
Patrick Mahomes says security, long-term flexibility, and long-term flexibility were two of the keys behind his contract. You don't say. You're saying you felt good about that. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes.
We were able to go out there and get this contract done the right way that not only gives me the security that I've always wanted, but also allows opportunity for the team to be great around me the entire duration of my career. And I have full trust that things will get handled the right way as we go throughout this career, and that we will be in a position to win a lot of football games and hopefully win a lot more championships as my career goes on.
Has there been any negative about this deal? Has anybody ripped it? I haven't seen. Have you?
I mean, no. I mean, there are people like Greeny who said earlier that maybe it may turn out to be, you know, a better deal for the Chiefs down the line than people realize. And he may not be as overpaid as it feels right now.
Yeah, but the fact is you can only go by the guaranteed money. And where else are you going to get $140 million guaranteed?
Well, Don, I mean, we have it.
That's pretty good.
Steven Jackson has apologized. Let's hear how Steven's apology is.
What up, world? Today's word is assume. Assume. To all my Jewish people, I love y'all. Y'all took the video the wrong way. I said he was right, stemming from a conversation we had before I got on live about how they handling him and how they handled Cooper when he said the N-word. They didn't handle him the same way, and that wasn't right. And that's what I was talking about. I love y'all, and you'll never find a video or article of me saying I hate anybody. Let me clear that up. Assume, today's word. As a black man, you get pulled over by the police, they assume you about to run. They assume you got drugs in the car. They assume you got a gun. They assume the worst, right? I didn't say nothing about Jews or supporting Hitler at all in that video. But that's what they assume I said. And y'all wonder why we fighting for equality. Because y'all assume the worst from a black man. I love everybody. I've always stood that way. Love for all who have love for all. So why would you assume I hate somebody?
So his apology is more, he's apologizing for everybody else screwing it up.
Wow.
That wasn't good at all.
Wow.
But he...
Well, I might have to break. I
want to quickly change the subject. Just cause I need to get that out of my head, Peter, because I don't want it in my head. Kevin Weeks tweets, breaking news, as per what I'm told, the Devils will name Lindy Ruff their new head coach, also expecting to remove the interim tag from general manager Tom Fitzgerald. So it looks like the Rangers defensive coach is now going to be the head coach of the New Jersey Devils.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.